This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Inside Story on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. This is Inside Story with Lee Chui Lin. Tonight, we're talking about the surprise announcement yesterday, actually, from Bank Negara, upping the OPR by 2%. First, we unpack this and look at how it might impact the economy. And then, how will this affect our personal loans and what larger ramifications might there be for businesses? So we want to know, do you have any questions about the OPR increase that we can help to clarify? Send them our way. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-78 988-89. Tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Inside Story. It is 6:08, and let's start with it. Yesterday, Bank Negara Malaysia increased the overnight policy rate, or OPR, by 25 basis points to 2% in its third Monetary Policy Committee meeting this year. And the ceiling and floor rates of the corridor of the OPR have therefore correspondingly increased to 2.25% and 1.75% respectively. And this comes, of course, as during the pandemic, the OPR was reduced to a record low of 1.75% to provide support to the economy. And BNM basically said that the unprecedented conditions that made these moves necessary have since abated. So just very briefly, the OPR, of course, is the overnight interest rate. That is the rate a borrower bank has to pay to a lending bank for those funds that it borrowed, because, of course, banks have changing levels of cash reserves. They are dependent on their lending activities and the deposits and withdrawals that are made by customers. And basically, banks with a shortfall will then borrow from banks with large cash reserves to ensure that there's a stable, liquid banking system, that there are things available or funds available. Now, as to why this announcement has been made, it took a number of people by surprise, right? I don't think that people were expecting it necessarily to happen so soon. But Bank Negara said that the sustained reopening of the global economy and improvements in labour market conditions have supported the recovery of economic activity. And that has kind of helped to mitigate the impact of what's happening in Ukraine, as well as strict containment measures in China. And then inflationary pressures, meanwhile, have increased because of rising commodity prices, strained supply chains and strong demand conditions, particularly in the US. And of course, for the Malaysian economy, latest indicators, and we've covered this across the station really, have showed that growth is on a firmer footing, driven by growing domestic demand amid sustained export growth. So that's where we find ourselves. And we are going to look at the impact it's going to have on things like bank earnings, loans and financing, and loan borrowers. But first, we want to kind of look at the announcement itself and just get a handle on what the ramifications are. And with all that, and with all this information available, we want to know whether you have any questions about the OPR increase, and send them our way, because our experts might be able to help answer them. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be joined by business commentator Pankaj Kumar. Keep it here on Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:12 and you're listening to Inside Story with Lynn, where today we are talking about the announcement from Bank Negara upping the OPR by 2%. We are first going to start by looking at the wider ramifications of this, and we'd like to hear from you. Do you have any questions or comments really about this increase? You can send them our way by calling 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're crossing over now to business commentator Pankaj Kumar. Pankaj, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Lynn. A very good evening.
So to start off, were you surprised by BNM increasing the OPR? What do you make of the timing of it?
Yes, indeed, it was a surprise to me. I think as well as far as the market is concerned, because not many thought that Bank Negara really needed to move the needle just yet. Yeah, given both the headline and core inflation figures that we have seen in the past couple of months are still within the expected range for the year. Yeah, if you look at the headline inflation expectations, Bank Negara is looking at 2.2 to 3.2%, and core inflation at between 2 to 3% respectively. So on that basis, there was no reason to really hike the rates just yet.
So the rate, as we mentioned, was increased by 25 basis points to 2%. Can you help us unpack what exactly that means and how this sort of thing is calculated?
Yeah, central banks typically raise rates within a measured pace, and this is seen to be at 25 basis points each time. Yeah, it reflects the central bank's easiness or uneasiness as far as ensuring price stability in the economy, as well as one that is appropriate to support economic growth and accommodative policy. Of course, we have also seen rate move by as much as 50 basis points, like what we saw by the Fed last week. This occurs when a central bank feels that it needs to be more aggressive to achieve its intended outcome. So if you look at what Bank Negara has done when it met 2 days ago, was a move of 25 basis points.
We're going to get into this in more detail, but I thought you could give us an overview. What are the most immediate ramifications of this OPR rising?
Well, of course, we saw the headline number here. As interest rates determine borrowing costs, first of all, financial institutions will reflect a higher cost of fund by raising cost of borrowing, which is basically tied towards the base rate as well as the base lending rate, BLR, where appropriate. So at the same time, in fact, I think you have already seen some of the larger banks announcing, like Maybank, RHB, and CIMB, all are raising the base rate by 25 basis points. At the same time, depositors too will see higher deposit rates by between, I reckon, between 20 to 25 basis points, as banks adjust the rates to reflect the market rate.
A big part of this conversation that's been coming up in correlation to this is inflation. And there are a lot of factors contributing to this at the moment, right? COVID-19, the Ukraine-Russian war. These are causing immediate issues around supply and demand. Is the OPR hike a direct response to these things?
I think, Lynn, if you look at it, partly I would say yes. But I believe Bank Negara has moved ahead of the curve. Yeah. At the same time, as we know, inflationary pressure is not there yet in Malaysia, as reflected in the consumer price index. Having said that, central banks around the world are expected to be aggressive, like the Fed moving rates by almost between 200 to 250 basis points this year. You saw how strong the dollar has been, especially in the last couple of months. And dollar has gained so much over this short period because of rate hike expectations, that it is trading at the highest level in the last 20 years. Yeah, so hence, with the inflation expectations remaining persistent, we also see the US Treasuries rising rapidly. We saw the 10-year hitting 3%. And the yield spread between US Treasuries as well as Malaysia has also widened. But having said that, at the same time, we also saw, despite OPR not moved for the last before the recent decision, we saw rates in Malaysia too has been going up. Yeah, if you look at the 5-year MGS and 10-year MGS papers, they all have moved as well, in line with the rise in yields in the US. So at the same time, because of the strength of the dollar, we also saw major currencies taking a tumble. Even the yen was not spared. Yeah, yen was down like 11-12% year to date. The Chinese yuan too has weakened considerably. At the same time, ringgit too has weakened. Yeah, and I was just looking at the dollar ringgit exchange rate. It was at 4.39 today. Yeah, so obviously the strength of the dollar, I would, in my opinion, it's one of the reasons why Bank Negara has decided to move the rate by 25 basis point. Yeah, to 2%.
So how does an increase in interest rates help to stymie inflation?
Well, if you ask me about inflation, inflation is kind of a funny animal, really. Yeah? It can actually be either a demand pull inflation, yeah, whereby aggregate demand is rising due to consumer spending more, or it can also be cost push, whereby supply of goods or services are limited due to disruption, supply disruption, like what we are seeing today, not just only in Malaysia, but also globally. Yeah. So to me, we are actually in a demand pull inflation earlier Yeah, as you know, if you look back since when the pandemic broke out, not only Malaysia, but globally, we saw central banks providing massive liquidity to markets, yeah, by lowering interest rates, by providing economic support measures. So a lot of liquidity has been created by measures by central banks and governments, which has resulted more and more liquidity being flushed into the system. Yeah, so in that basis, it has been driven. Yeah, we saw asset prices rising because of this high liquidity that has been created due to the pandemic. But as demand was growing rapidly and as economy was opening up, we saw supply disruption. Yeah, because we saw recovery as far as COVID-19 is concerned globally. It was kind of uneven. Yeah, at times when US was having its toughest time, other countries were okay. But when other countries were suffering due to COVID, US was okay. So you see all this unevenness that has disrupted supply. So we have moved from demand-driven inflation to a cost-push inflation. Yeah. So this is what it has resulted in terms of, if you look at numbers, yeah, I mean, Malaysia's numbers are kind of tepid, mainly because of control items in our CPI basket. But if you look at inflation pressure globally, yeah, it is rising rapidly. You just saw yesterday, US inflation for the month of April at 8.3%, core inflation at 6.2%. Yeah, so that reflects the persistent nature of the inflation pressure that we are seeing today.
So, considering then the various things that are factoring into this, firstly, is the OPR hike the best way to tackle rising inflation? But also, I mean, what would you like to see kind of going hand in hand with this?
Well, raising OPR is one way, yeah. But at the same time, we need to see, as far as Malaysia is concerned, I think our issue is really the weakness of the ringgit. But I wouldn't say it is actually a weakness of the ringgit. I would say the dollar strength, yeah. And you can see that dollar is gaining ground against all currencies. Ringgit has been stronger against certain currencies. Yeah. Only thing is that we are, of course, weaker against the US dollar. So to me, it's more of a currency factor rather than inflation factor as far as Malaysia is concerned.
We have this message on WhatsApp from Michael, who brings up a few points. Firstly, many property owners will be affected, worse off after the Ukraine war is leading inflation, and the minimum wage increase has been nullified. And I wanted to ask you if you'd like to respond to that.
Well, I think there are a few factors there. Yeah, yes, the Ukraine and Russia war has an impact on supply chain, on commodity prices, as we have seen. Yeah, oil prices at levels we have not seen. We have seen crude palm oil prices at record highs, 7,000 ringgit per ton even, yeah, and even other commodities. And at the same time, as far as Malaysia is concerned, of course, this was not really pre-planned to extend what is going to happen, but the government has already gazetted the higher minimum wage of 1,500 ringgit starting this month. So yeah, there are certain pressure as far as businesses are concerned. Yes, businesses will probably pass on some of these costs, but I don't see it as a big factor. Yeah, I mean, I did an analysis before, and I've actually written about this as well. And I say it again. Yeah, wage cost as a percentage of total cost or even revenue is a very small factor compared to overall picture when it comes to costs for businesses. Yeah, so moving the needle from 1,200 to 1,500 ringgit as far as minimum wage is concerned, it should not have a significant impact on businesses.
And what about property owners specifically?
Well, the hike in OPR obviously means if your housing loan is tied towards the base rate, floating rate that is, obviously you would have to pay more, yeah, because of the higher interest rate. But don't forget, if you look at where the rates were prior to the pandemic, we were at 3% and we dropped to 1.75 or a drop of 125 basis points. So we are just reversing back 25 basis point of that 125 basis point that we dropped here. So I personally feel that the 25 basis point adjustment is not really significant to borrowers, especially for housing loan borrowers. You know, it should not affect you that badly, because if you look at it, as far as 25 basis point is concerned, I think rough calculation shows that if you had adjusted your repayment based on the lowered OPR to 1.75, now it's back to 2%, your housing loan installment will probably increase by about 3%, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so that is not really that significant.
So do you think we can expect the hike to have an immediate impact on the price of goods? I mean, is it that straightforward?
Well, of course, we have seen a 125 basis point hike from Bank Negara. Of course, the debate is whether Bank Negara is going to raise more. But history basically tells us that Bank Negara, whenever it moves rates, it doesn't just move one time. It tends to be, you know, follow through. There will be a follow through hike in rates still. And I think market also expects the same. I wouldn't be surprised that we see another 25 basis point hike to 225. But whether we're going to see more, that is left to be seen. I think that will be very much data dependent. But if you ask me, a one-off 25 basis point, of course, it's not going to have a material impact on price of goods or services just yet, as the economy as a whole can still take the adjustment rate rather easily. As I said before, Bank Negara had lowered OPR by 125 basis points since the start of the pandemic. Yeah, so businesses had lower borrowing costs over the past almost 2 years. Yeah, and with the economy now back on track, perhaps Bank Negara felt that it's time to go back, you know, to adjust rates when permissible, when it feels that the economy can take the measures by the central bank and to remain accommodative and supportive of economic growth.
One of the things that I've been reading about in terms of the OPR is how it is a signal in some ways, right? That's how it's regarded. With that in mind, are there concerns that this raise will discourage spending and investment? Are there any risks here?
I don't really see it. As I said, yeah, 25 basis point will not really impact spending or investment in a great way. Yeah, of course, there'll be some ramification due to higher rate, especially for borrowers, yeah, who are tied with floating rates. So there'll be some adjustment, but not significant.
BNM is also going to be announcing the Q1 GDP numbers tomorrow. What should we be looking out for?
Well, I think the market, if you look at expectations, I think I read this morning that consensus is looking at 4% GDP growth year-on-year for the first quarter. That, to me, is still a low figure, yeah? As the economy is still recovering from the pandemic. We are not at full throttle just yet, yeah? And even if the economic data for the first Q comes in at 4%, it would be below the expected GDP growth for the year, which is between 5.3 to 6.3%. Yeah, so I would think that we would have to look at details in terms of where the growth is coming from, whether consumer demand is strong, as well as in terms of private investments. We've got to see where this is headed to see if the strength of the numbers are still there or are they giving us a different story.
Pankaj, is there anything you'd like to leave us with as a sort of final message?
Well, I think the hike in OPR, of course, it came as a surprise. But at the same time, I think it should be welcome because I feel that Bank Negara is taking the lead in terms of being ahead of the curve. While inflation pressure in Malaysia is largely absent because of price control items, especially if you look at RON 95, yeah, which is stagnant at 2 ringgit and 5 cents. And of course, that too has cost the government quite a bit in terms of providing subsidies. But if prices were back to normal, yeah, obviously inflation pressure in Malaysia will be a lot higher. We are talking about 6 to 7% easily. Yeah. So on that basis, I think Bank Negara's move to raise interest rate should be seen as a welcome move, yeah, to continue to support the economy.
Pankaj, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Lynn.
That was business commentator Pankaj Kumar talking to us about the OPR. And this is, of course, in light of the announcement that Bank Negara yesterday increased the overnight policy rate to 2%, which was up from a record low of 1.75% previously. We've been asking you if you have any questions or comments about the OPR increase. Do you think that, you know, does it affect you? You can let us know by calling 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:38 and you're listening to Inside Story with Lynn. We're talking today about the announcement from Bank Negara that upped the overnight policy rate by 25 basis points to 2%. And we started off by looking at the ramifications for our economy, which broadly speaking, as we heard earlier from Pankaj Kumar, appears to be, you know, a positive signal that we're on the road to recovery. We do, however, want to talk a little bit about how it might impact individuals, personal loans, businesses, and we'd like to hear from you. I mean, basically, if you have any questions about the increase, any comments about how it affects you, send them our way. That number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and of course, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now for the second half of the show is Idham Idris, Director and Licensed Financial Planner with Wealth Vantage Advisory. Idham, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So generally speaking, how do the movements of the OPR relate to us on an individual financial level?
So for the man on the streets, movement in the OPR can potentially impact our monthly loan repayments. I think that's the biggest concern with most Malaysians. And consequently, our monthly cash flow. Yeah. So as well as our ability to take on new loans. Now, if you're a saver, this actually affects more on the fixed deposit rate. So you'll enjoy better rates from that. But for, I think for most people, they're concerned in terms of how will it affect our loan repayments.
So taking that into account then and looking at how the various banks have responded to the announcement, how is it going to affect our loans?
So at basically, the increasing the OPR rate, yeah, in general, will have a knock-on effect on the rates charged by banks, which means loan interest rates become higher. And when loan interest rates increase, the loan repayments increase. So this will affect all types of new loans, as well as existing loans that are variable rate, like your housing loan. So in a way, this will help to sort of manage household debts. People might be more hesitant in taking on new loans. For existing housing loan, you may face a higher loan repayment starting next month, depending on the type of loan that you have. So, however, if you maintain the same monthly payments, the loan tenure might be increased to reflect the higher total loan repayments that you need to make. So, basically, it's either you pay more or you pay more at a longer period.
So, yeah. Not necessarily great news, in other words.
Yes.
Before we get further into this, right, you know, when it comes to this issue of financial literacy, which is something we talk about a lot, how important is it for, you know, the man on the street to know and keep up to date with issues like the OPR?
Well, I think it's generally important for those that have taken up certain type of loans or are thinking about taking up a new loan. So I think this affects almost everyone. You know, our household debt rate is, I think, around 89%. So debt management is always in the mind of Malaysians. So whenever you're taking on a loan, you know, you have to consider like the OPR rate definitely will affect the financing rate or the interest rate that you're taking on. For those who are saving or currently keeping their money in certain financial instruments, it will definitely influence their decision on whether they want to keep their money in the FD, because with the increase of interest rate, it generally means that they will get better returns from their savings.
So returning then to the point that you were making earlier about loans either lengthening in tenure or, you know, increasing, what advice would you have or what perspective can you share in terms of how someone can manage that news?
I think at the end of the day, they at the end of the day, it's important for everyone to always manage their cash flow well. Yeah, because everything comes back to cash flow. How do you manage your monthly income and expenses? And if you have a monthly cash flow surplus, it means that your income is more than your expenses. The rate hike might not affect you adversely. However, if you're really tight, really, really tight, that means that your income and your expenses is just there, you know. The increase in loans, repayments, can definitely affect you negatively. And this might snowball into something else where you might need to top up with, let's say, credit card loans, right? So you can see that if the cash flow is not being managed well and loan repayments increase, it can actually turn and snowball you into more debt moving forward.
We're speaking today with Idham Idris, Director and Licensed Financial Planner with WealthVantage Advisory, essentially about how the OPR increase will relate to us on an individual level with our loans, our investments. After this, we're also going to continue that conversation, but also talk about business owners. We'd like to hear from you. If you have questions or comments on this increase in the OPR, send them our way by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll continue our conversation after this. Keep it here on Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It is just about 6:44. You're listening to Inside Story with Lynn, and we're talking today about the increase of the overnight policy rate that was announced yesterday by Bank Negara Malaysia, surprising some. And we covered earlier what it means for our economy or what it signals. And now we are turning our attention to the individual, to all of us, really, and how it affects us. And we're joined for that by Idham Idris, Director and Licensed Financial Planner with WealthVantage Advisory. We'd like to hear from you, though. If you have questions or comments on this, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So, Idham, let's talk a little bit about investments. How will this affect things like FDs?
So at the current rate hike of 0.25%, depositors will certainly enjoy higher rates on their fixed deposit, like I mentioned previously. However, this will only be reflected gradually. Yeah. So when you compare with loan interest rates, financing rates, this is adjusted immediately, right? So basically, your loan repayments increase immediately. Yeah. But with FD rates, it's slightly different because they need time to mature. So only when a certain FD tenure has matured, then when a new tenure comes on, only then it will reflect the new increase of deposit rates. So, I mean, in general, this is why they say that, you know, banks actually enjoy this sort of like honeymoon period where they suddenly are able to get sort of what they call the net interest margin. They can get a higher loan repayment because of the immediate effect of the OPR rate hike. Yeah, compared to the FD, which they can sort of like slowly delay or gradually delay because of the maturity period comes in at different times.
So that's fixed deposits. But what about other types of investments like stocks or bonds? How does the OPR factor in?
So it's mainly affecting those who might borrow to invest. So I think with regards to stocks specifically, I can't comment on bonds. But for those who are investing in stocks, they'll be faced with higher repayment rates that eats into the investment return. So it just basically means that they need to be a bit more cautious in terms of focusing in terms of the returns that they get, because at the end of the day, you don't want to get, margin call due to the effect of the increase of the interest rate. Yeah.
From the perspective of a business owner, right, what changes might increased interest rates bring?
So for a business owner, a few things. Yeah, the cost of borrowing increase. And I think this is part of Bank Negara sort of like, you know, trying to look into how can they make sure that some businesses don't overexpand or over over borrow, basically. Yeah. So when the cost of borrowing increases, it might cause a business owner to sort of like rethink their plans in expanding. They might say, oh, okay, I wanted to expand in, let's say, in that state or this state, for example. And then they might sort of like to pare down or sort of like rethink their strategy. Readjust their business strategy to focus on their cash flow, for example. Some businesses, it might be a big concern because they might need to borrow because they need cash flow. Yeah? They need to borrow to sustain. So this might cause them to rethink because now if I'm borrowing at a higher rate, right? So they might actually look back and see, is there anything that we can do internally to ensure that we can adjust our income and or at least our operational expenses to reduce it a little bit, yeah, so that rather than going out and borrow, they can, you know, manage it internally. So because they don't want to be affected negatively due to the increase in loan repayment.
I wanted to read this message from Michael, who earlier talked about concerns around property owners and is back to say rental cost is going to increase, property speculators or investors will be paying more. How would you respond to this?
I mean, it does make sense because at the end of the day, with like I mentioned, because of how OPR affect the variable rate of mortgages, it immediately increases the loan repayments for the landlords. So there is this effect where they will consider increasing the rental, or at least go and talk to their tenants and see whether it's possible for them to increase. Yeah, but of course, you know, with agreements and tenancy agreements, they might honor it within this short period of time. But definitely, once that agreement ends, I can foresee that some landlords would consider to increase their rental, definitely.
So what kind of information or clarification should we be seeking from our respective banks?
Yeah, so just check how your loan repayments will be affected. I think that's the most important thing, especially if it's a variable rate loan like mortgages or housing loan. I think in general, for those who are on a fixed rate, there shouldn't be any issue. Yeah, it only affects those who are considering to take on new loans. Look into whether the new loan repayment rates, whether it will affect your monthly cash flow negatively, because maybe you had considered for the past few months to take on a new loan and then suddenly, boom, comes the new rate hike, right? And then suddenly the loan repayment schedule changes and suddenly it becomes more expensive for you. So then please reconsider whether the loan is necessary or not, or if it is necessary, how can you manage better on your monthly cash flow so that you're able to make these loan repayments in a timely manner.
So we tend to ask this really of our licensed financial planners. And I think, you know, my question is always for people who are thinking about taking, you know, recalibrating finances, especially in light of something like this, where you see your loans affected and things like that. How do you start? What do you do?
I think it's important, first of all, to just take an inventory of everything, right? You just take an inventory of three main things that everybody needs to look at. Number one, your cash flow. So your cash flow is how much income that is coming in and how much is it going out. And stock into everything that you're paying out, you know, your bills, your monthly grocery expenses, everything, your maintenance fee for your apartment. And then once you are very clear on that, you also have to look at what assets that you have, you know, whatever cash that you have on hand, and the liabilities, which is the whatever loans that you have. Now, from here, you can suddenly see things that, for example, like say you have a high credit card debt, and you also have a savings in hand. You know, it might be better to even pay off the credit card using the savings. You know, some people will say, oh, but I like to have a lump sum of savings, or even though they have a high credit card debt. But because of the high interest rate of that credit card debt, it might be better to pay it off, for example. So taking inventory and having this big picture view of where your money is and how you are spending on a monthly basis can really, really help you to start to look into how you can reduce your expenses, how you can reduce your monthly interest loan repayments that have high interest rates. And suddenly you see you have a huge surplus, you know, and it can be very drastic. Even within a month or 2 months period, suddenly you'll have like, oh, suddenly why do I have 300 or 400 ringgit extra? It's because of having this sort of like awareness, right, of where your money is and how you are spending and all that. And definitely, when you look at that in that manner, definitely it can really help you to manage your expenses, your cash moving forward. Yeah. So please, if take note, do take inventory, yeah, of those three things, your cash flow, your assets, as well as all your liabilities. Yeah.
Inam, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Inam Idris, Director and Licensed Financial Planner with Wealth Vantage Advisory, talking to us about how the OPR and its recent increase could affect us really on a personal financial level. We've been asking you for your thoughts and questions. Keep them coming. That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.